Okay, so let's do a little Friday fun to get your weekend started off in the right manner.
Yes, yes, yes.
And last night, it was very exciting, for me at least, because we finally got to do our WNBA preview show.
Finally.
I've been dying for the season to get here. It starts tonight, as hopefully you learned last night. But Mike Soroy and I hosted an hour-long WNBA preview show. And it was loaded with fun. And we kind of got things cranked up right at 7 o'clock when we thought, you know what? What is there a better way to honor this league and promote this league than in song?
I don't think so.
And so hopefully everybody was in their car. And if you didn't hear it, then here is the way we kick things off on the WNBA preview show last night. So stay up late. Hopefully support the Wings a little bit. And, you know, just kind of go from there.
Let's get this thing started right, Forby.
Oh, wait, what do you mean? We're going to do a song?
It's off the top of our heads, maybe.
To celebrate the WNBA?
Yes.
Young girl, I've got something to say. Are you tired of watching the NBA? There's a new league that is sure to astound, because their feet never leave the ground. Young girl, who do you want to be? Is it Sue Bird? Maybe Lisa Leslie? You make money, maybe hundreds in cash, if you execute a bounce pass. It's fun to support the WNBA.
Support.
It's fun to support the WNBA. They got everything that you love about hoops, and they used to have Cheryl Swoops. It's fun to support the WNBA. It's fun to support the WNBA.
Oh, boy.
Their fan is going berserk. He is bouncing around because they're fundamentally sound.
Oh,
young girl, are you listening to me? I said, young girl, ticket prices are free when you go there. Be prepared for a score that is something near 9-4. Young girl,
dang.
Are you listening to me? I said, young girl, it's time that you go see these young ladies, all athletic and tall, mildly skilled at shooting the ball. It's fun to support the WNBA. It's fun to support the WNBA. They got everything that you love about hoops, and they used to have Cheryl Swoops. It's fun to support the WNBA. It's fun to support the WNBA. Their fan is going berserk. He is bouncing around, because they're fundamentally sound.
How about that for a start? That is only the beginning of our extended WNBA preview for the year 2021. He is
so
Mike Soroy. I am
wow.
Corbin. We got it kicked off.
Man.
In style.
I heard that on the way to pick up food.
I was rocking down 114 pretty happy right there.
Hell yeah,
had
man.
Had my lighter out and everything.
And clearly that's all that you guys did, and then you talked WNBA, and that was it, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. it. That's all we did was talk WNBA. So
I don't think that was a very flattering song about the WNBA for a couple of guys that were supposed to be promoting it and supporting
look,
it.
Danny.
Their feet never leave the ground.
The thing is,
I mean,
is that we look at this as an information show, but we also looked at this as an entertainment show.
Mm-hmm. The score around 9-4.
And tickets are free.
Again.
I don't know.
Again, we...
Any publicity, good publicity.
I didn't hear a lot of issues being taken very seriously last night.
Well, I would then
being
like
a fan of the sport myself.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
I would like to jump then to
Sam Hale told me the same thing.
I would like to jump to the next portion of our program where I thought that we were being cool. We were being just having a normal conversation about the WNBA and
things escalated.
And then this happened.
So we're not agreeing on I mean,
oh, okay, all right. Well,
word.
What I'm saying is Nafisha Collier, who I think that we'll both agree on from Minnesota, The UConn product is head and shoulders above anything else that this league has
right
now.
Well, no, not head and shoulders over anyone. Because the easy chalk pick is to take Breonna Stewart of the Storm, or, God forbid, last year's MVP, Asia Wilson. So those would be like the easy ones, which I'm not going to do either, Corby. I actually sort of respect you taking Nafisa Collier.
Well, what I'm saying is
that's
with Nafisa,
also not who's going to win the MVP. So,
well,
go ahead.
I'm not sitting here projecting, saying that the past two MVPs aren't going to be in the mix, but it's obvious that there is kind of a pattern here where, you know, the repeat winners are few and far between, and you're taking a younger player who has developed her game to the point of being ready for this award. And Nafisa, which I thought we did agree on, is obviously the choice.
We most definitely did not agree on anything. We agreed to do the show together and give our opinions.
Jesus, can I have mine,
or do you want to just go off on Nafisa Collier?
Go. Who do you want?
Did you prep for the show like you do the Hardline most days, or did you actually prepare for the show?
You want to go there?
I don't want to go anywhere. I want to go to a great place for WNBA fan.
What I'm saying is, who's yours?
I love Nafisa Collier. I'm not saying I don't love Nafisa Collier.
Fine.
She's not going to win the MVP because she's so young in her career. Exactly. I mean, she puts up 16 points a game. Like, fine. Solid. I'm going once again right into our damn backyard with Arike Ogunbowale of the Dallas Wings.
Oh.
Yeah, only the leading scorer in the WNBA last year, Corby.
Here goes the end around.
22.8 points per game.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this one on the MVP, and then you just pull a D move and just pull her out of your ass.
How's it a D move?
Because we agreed on this, I thought, earlier.
I wasn't born with a golden horseshoe up my backside like Corbett Davidson was.
That's not my name.
I know everything.
I'll go by Corbett.
This is why your kids cuss at you.
They don't cuss at me. That's not a real drop. Dude.
Well, just have an open mind. Listen to my argument.
Go ahead.
Then I'll hear more of your Nafisa Collier.
All right.
Ogunbowale is a stud, okay? She led the WNBA with 22.8 points per game. Second highest usage rate in the entire league. And she's going to have the statistics to be in the MVP conversation. The only problem is if the Wings are just poor and they miss out on the playoffs and nobody's watching them. But in her first year, she finished sixth in voting for the award last year.
Sixth.
Yeah,
great.
Sixth. In her first season, Corby.
Look, this is why you're tier three, dude. This is why you'll always be tier three, because you don't have your S together when it comes to these arguments. I hear it enough with Norm and Donnie. I don't want to hear it when I thought that we were on the same page here. This is ridiculous.
100 dogs were just euthanized in the time it took you to recite that terrible slander of me.
All right, Pori. Pori and your dumb dog, Simon. Oh, nice face there. Where is eyebrow?
Talk about
they
face.
Don't exist, do they?
Talk about face. I feel like I'm looking at a chimpanzee. You look like
right
a chimpanzee.
Now.
Was your mom Jane Goodall? Answer me one question. Was your mom Jane Goodall?
No, she wasn't. But I've heard this before, and this is probably the exact same reason why your wife left you. Listen, let me just tell you about Nafisa before we go to fisticuffs here. First off,
go ahead, dude.
If you can't
funny man.
Yeah, exactly. Not funny man now. Maybe funny man when I need to be funny, but when I'm here to freaking talk about serious sports.
When was the last time you were funny? A couple years ago?
It was probably a joke I told you about your wife. Or ex-wife, whatever the hell she is. All right, look.
You look.
Yeah, boy, that got heated. How many phone calls had to be made to Sam Hale to get the correct pronunciations of these women's last names?
You
want a piece, Danny?
Was I not dropping knowledge bombs there? I was.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
I didn't. You don't need to thank me.
Well.
I didn't do anything to be thanked.
Well, now you did.
What?
I thought that we had a lot there. I just, you know.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot there.
We did. I mean.
It was amazing.
Did I handle myself well with Nafisa?
I thought so, yes.
Okay.
I learned a lot.
Hey, Sam, how do you pronounce
you know
this? Is it Nafisa? Nafisa? Okay, great.
So.
Frauds, both of you.
So then we made up.
The WNBA MVP argument that escalated into.
Personal attacks.
Euthanizing pets.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing up ex-wives.
And marriages that may not have made it.
So afterwards, Mike got a text
from
his mother, because if nothing else, Vida, who, you know, we all love, But Vida, whenever Mike is doing anything on the air,
she's
aware of it and she listens. She lives down in Sarasota.
Pom-poms.
Yes. And she texted Mike right after that, after the show, and said, I don't like that. I don't like where that was going, and I don't like Corby. So, Mikey.
It would have been really weird if she would have taken your side.
Yeah,
you have to admit.
Right. Corby won that.
That is why she left you, Mike.
I tried to tell you, Mike.
So this is what Mike said back to Vida. Ha ha, Mom. We were arguing about the WNBA. The joke is that we got so worked up that we launch into inappropriate insults like that one. All right. So that was my idea. Like, look, let's go at it, dude.
Right.
Let's go hard at each other.
Get personal.
Right. And so Mikey came up with all the insults. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Not just mine, his. So we were just kind of, you know, peppering them back and forth and having a good time. And I wish we would. Well, that's beyond. So we did it, and we're all, you know, fighting back laughter as best we can. And so he says, I wrote that and gave it to Corby to say. Here's Vida. Well, I didn't take it that way.
Well,
after he tells her that he did it.
I know.
She says, I love being a P1, and I've invited the host to come visit in Sarasota. But Corby is not invited.
Damn.
There is just something weird about him.
She's right.
Well, she's right. Yeah, she's definitely right.
Just saying.
Oh, and hashtag Team Vida.
And then the dismount of just saying.
Yes.
I've had to apologize to her on the radio before on Saturday morning.
Have you really?
Yeah. She didn't like a word that I used.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Vida went off.
No, I'm curious.
I can't repeat it. This was 10 years ago, too, Bob. Things have changed.
They used on the radio then, but you can't use now?
Not really.
Anyway, dude, we had a blast. It was a lot of fun doing it. We've had more fun. Thanks to Sam Hale, by the way, for joining us late in the show to give his opinions on the WNBA season. But look.
It was beautiful.
We had an hour to give. We wanted to give as much as we could. We wanted to make it fun for everybody. If we would have just sat there and did WNBA preview, do you think people would have been happy about that?
That's what I was tuning in for, is to get informed.
I never heard.
Get prepared for the new season, which starts tonight.
I was still dreaming of a segment where you named the franchises.
They still can't do it. They still can't do it.
We ran down the schedule for Saturday at one point. I'm like, and then the Phoenix is playing Philadelphia, and who knew they had a team?
I wonder what their mascot is.
Yeah, right. And the Gorillas, I don't know.
Oh, we could save something for next week.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was fun.
Yeah, and shout out to the league that opens up tonight.
Exactly. Good luck to my gal, Nafisa Collier, who I know is going to win. And good luck to Mike's gal on the Wings.
What was her name?
Why? Well, it wasn't my girl. I don't have to say.
You're an WNBA expert. You guys hosted a show.
Who does your pick play for?
Minnesota.
He's lying?
No, she does. She's Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who are they?
The Lynx.
Dang, got me.
I know.
I did forgot they were named after a golf course.
You knew that's the one team, the Lynx.
I got this one, man. Yeah. Everyone stand down. I got this. That's awesome.
All right. 552. Let's play a game called Is This Real?